堂听 class.com。
History. Christian Bernard and the first heart transplant.
Not long ago, the idea of transplanting a heart from one person's body to another's was the stuff of novels like Frankenstein. That changed on 3rd December 1967, when Christian Bernard performed the first human heart transplant in Cape Town, South Africa. Since ancient times, doctors had thought about the possibility of replacing organs within the body when they no longer functioned.But it took until the mid-20th century for the first transplant operations on animals to be successful. The breakthrough in human medicine came in 1954, with the first human kidney transplant in Boston. Across the world, in Cape Town, a 33-year-old South African, Christian Bernard, was studying medicine. In 1956, he went to Minneapolis in the United States for 2 years to complete his doctoral studies. While there, he worked with researchers who were developing a heart-lung machine. This interested him so much that he changed his area of specialty from general surgery to cardiology and heart-lung surgery. When he returned to Cape Town, he was the first doctor in South Africa who knew how to do open-heart surgery.He also began to experiment with heart transplantation in dogs, following medical pioneer Norman E. Shumway's success in this area in 1958. By 1967, Bernard had become the senior cardiothoracic surgeon at Cape Town's Groote Schuur Hospital. After 9 years of experimenting on dogs, he felt his transplant procedure was ready to be used on humans.One of Bernard's patients was a 55-year-old diabetic, Louis Washkansky, who had incurable heart disease. After 3 heart attacks, his weak heart was unable to pump enough oxygenated blood into his body. Washkansky had only weeks to live. When Bernard told him he had an 80% chance of surviving a transplant, Washkansky agreed to the operation.For a dying person, a transplant is not a difficult decision, Bernard said, using a typical African metaphor. If a lion chases you to a river filled with crocodiles, you will leap into the water, convinced you have a chance to swim to the other side. But you would never accept such odds if there were no lion. The donor heart came from Denise Darval, a 25-year-old woman who had been hit by a car.She died shortly after being brought to the hospital. Darval had the same blood type as Washkansky, so her body was taken to the operating room where 30 doctors and nurses had gathered. Dr. Terry O'Donovan removed the heart from the donor's chest and carried it to the adjacent recipient operating room to which I had returned, Bernard recalled. Louis Washkansky's heart was then similarly removed, and for the first time in my life,I stared into an empty chest. At that moment, the full impact of what I was attempting became abundantly clear to me. In a 5-hour operation, Bernard connected Darval's left auricle, then her right auricle, then her aorta and pulmonary artery to Washkansky's body. Then he connected the veins. Bernard gave Washkansky's new heart an electric shock, and it began to beat quickly, though not as fast as his own,which had reached 140 beats per minute from the excitement. "Christ, it's going to work," he said when he saw the heart come to life. The operation had been a success. Bernard immediately became famous. On Saturday, I was a surgeon in South Africa, very little known. On Monday, I was world-renowned, he said. Only 45 years old, Bernard appeared on the covers of magazines and was invited to talk to doctors and media all over the world.The patient's recovery, however, was a different story. Washkansky had been given strong drugs to suppress his immune system's rejection of the new organ as a foreign protein. With no resistance, he died of pneumonia 18 days after the operation. The procedure had, however, proved beyond a doubt that human heart transplants could be done. Surgeons around the world wanted to try out the new technique, and 101 heart transplants were performed in the next 12 months. The patients all suffered from the same problems, however. The new organs were rejected by the body's immune system, and the patients died. Most surgeons came to consider the procedure too experimental to be worthwhile. Barnard, Shumway, and a few others continued to perform heart transplants, however, and began to find ways for the patients to stay alive longer. By the late 1970s, more than half of them lived for at least 5 years after the operation. Hospitals slowly started to show interest in heart transplants again. Arthritis in his hands forced Barnard to give up surgery in 1983, but he began to write books, a textbook about cardiology, his autobiography, and several novels, among them a thriller about organ transplants. He returned to the central Karoo region of the South African interior, where he had grown up, and lived on a 13,000-hectare sheep farm and game preserve. Barnard died in 2001, but the memory of his achievements lives on in the Chris Barnard Museum in the town of Beaufort West. By the time Barnard died, doctors had transplanted more than 100,000 hearts. Better drugs were developed to fight organ rejection and other frequent complications, such as atherosclerosis in the transplanted heart. The first artificial heart was implanted 25 years ago, in December 1982, and human hearts are now sometimes transplanted together with other organs, such as lungs and livers.